This is our New Year's service. We're not having no New Year's service tonight, so stay home with your family. You should like the people that you live with. Tell somebody, say, stay home with them. Some people always got to find something to do because they suspect. Stay home with your family. Somebody in that house should make you happy, or you chose wrong or something. I'm serious. It's like, you know, people are always unsettled. They always got to do something, and then they be talking about, I'll be right back. Say, stay home. Yeah. So this is our service. And I'm learning from, you know, some of our other brothers and sisters in the city. They don't be up all night. I ain't either. Last year, when nobody up in here but Deaconess Robes. She was Deaconess then. Minister Robes. Everybody else, all y'all was asleep. Right? I done made my own tea, came back, started preaching again. Sister Fabiana, say amen. I haven't said nothing, Sister Fabiana. I just got back up here. So this year, we're going to do it when y'all up. Are y'all up? Touch your neighbor, say, are you awake? Yeah. Sit down, please. I thank all the visitors. I'm giddy today. I'm joking today. I ain't always like this, so enjoy. All right, I just have to be honest. It's a new year. I'm happy. Actually, I'm always happy. I don't play with the word, though. At all. I don't play with it. A lot of people getting taken out because they playing with the word. He exposing people that's playing with the word, too. And I don't want to be that guy. Because there's enough of that going on already. And truthfully, the body of Christ is in horrible condition. Because people are trying to build churches. And they ain't concerned about building people. It's almost as if the greatest accomplishment for a preacher these days is to get their own building or their own church. And they don't care nothing about the people. So people be trying to put pressure on me to buy something, mother. I don't care nothing about that stuff. All of our bills are paid and we got a place to worship. If God give us something, great. If he don't, who cares? People are more important than buildings. Do you know that people pick their churches because they have nurseries? Don't look at nobody and say, don't be no dumb dumb. You should be able to make your kids sit down by you. And don't nobody know, if you grab right there. Now do it again. I'm old school. That's how I was raised. Right, I got plenty of whoopings, though. But I take a good whooping for something I wanted to do. But I would. But it's a lot of people playing. It'd be interesting, young man. People be saying, Bishop. I was like, I'm not no bishop. You might be seeing my future. But a bishop can't be no brawler. And if you slap me, we're going to taste and see that the Lord is good. So it may be in my future, but it ain't today. And I only say that because people love titles. A lot of people ain't no apostles. But my daddy say, he ain't. My mama, they may not be. And we think we've arrived if we get like some title and can't produce. I'd rather produce at a level than to go up at a level and the warfare so strong I can't handle the devils up there because I'm not supposed to be up there. I'd rather just stay where I'm at and be successful. I don't need no title. I'm good. You can call me Ronald. I don't care. Brother, I don't care. What difference does it make? Because my title won't make you respect me. It won't make you listen to me. You know, the interesting thing about me, and if some of you come back, you'll see this. Like, if people fight against me, I'll unhook from them. You the preacher. Mm-hmm. And a smart one. If they fight against me, see, because a pastor's like a lifeguard. He like a lifeguard. He's watching over people. He's watching over their souls. But the thing about a lifeguard is that if a person is drowning, a lifeguard knows to leave them alone until they stop resisting. If you grab them and they're resisting you, they could kill you also. So you let them go until they don't resist no more. And when they start going down, it's amazing. When people start going down, they don't resist the word as much. So if a person is fighting, I won't let them pull me down. So I got stuff to do. You just unhook. Don't walk away because when they, you know, if you love them, go and get them when they stop resisting. But this has been an incredible year. I think for many people in this church, I think people online, I think people have been blessed. We've seen just God do some amazing, amazing things for the people of God in this place. And last year, we had watched God grow some people up spiritually here. See, you don't want to be telling people how much you done growed. That's tooting your own horn. See, because a lot of times people will celebrate the stuff that they want you to see, but they hide the stuff that they don't want you to see, and they be talking about how much they changed. So you don't ever want to point out to people, I'm growing, I done grew spiritually. Let them make the assessment. Let people have come into this place, seen some of you, they knew you from a year or two ago, 3 years ago, and they say, she not the same no more. Am I telling the truth? They say she not the same, he not the same person no more. But to get people to stay long enough and trust the process of what God is doing. Say, ain't no shortcuts. See, what people be doing, mother, they be done live with the devil and like the devil for 20 years, and they want God to fix it in 20 days. No, it takes some time to turn that thing around. So every year they come chasing after a word, and you get the right word, but they won't stick with it long enough. They don't understand that it's gonna take a minute to turn that thing around, so they won't commit to nothing long term. Say, it's a process. I'm preaching already. It's a process when you start talking about change. Because the reason why God, well, why don't God do it instantly? He don't do it instantly because he know if he did it immediately for him, as quick as you came, as quick as you're going to be gone. He knows that, see, he knows when people still have a user's mentality. Do you know using is the currency, one of the currencies of the world? Everybody's using everybody. I'm not going to use it. Everybody using everybody. But as long as we both know what's going on, it shouldn't be no issue. McDonald's using you. It ain't even no beef. Print that patty. Sell it to you. Do you know that they can print steaks? Don't trip. You've been eating them forever. They just done got caught, so now they got to tell you. You know it's not that many animals on the planet for you to eat all that beef and chicken and stuff. All around the world, they got these restaurants. You know you ain't been eating no chicken and beef. They used you. They gave it to you for a dollar. Stop tripping. What you think you're going to get for a dollar? No, I'm going somewhere. I'm not digressed at all. I'm trying to show you that we're using each other all the time. But people act like that's something that's, but as long as we understand that you're doing this, I'm doing that, husband's, you do it all the time. But if the body of Christ requires some form, people start tripping. They won't commit to the church. They won't commit to a process. They won't commit to singing. They won't commit to showing. And yet they want you to commit to them in their day of adversity. But yet they had not committed to nothing that's been going on for the last 365 days. Is commitment important? We watch some people mature. Do you know when you learn how to, when you know how to control your tongue, when you're learning how to control your tongue, you're growing. It's a dangerous member. It's a world of fire. And if you can, you don't really control it or bridle it, you have to bring it up under control by the Holy Ghost, which means that you got to be, look at me, you got to be seeking God about helping you control your mouth, because the devil is after your tongue, because if he gets your tongue, he can write your story. And he'll get you to announce your defeat and your sickness and your poverty. He'll get you to talk about how depressed you are. He'll get you to talk about how oppressed you are, how messed up your marriage. Say, all is good over here. We good over here. But you're maturing when you can control your mouth. And any Christian that can't control their mouth, they're not mature. See, because here's the thing. You can't determine, mother, if a person has control over their mouth by what they do in church. Anybody can sit silent for 60 minutes. Anybody can just be quiet for 2 hours. But the rest of the day, the rest of the week, say, I'm growing up. Mm-hmm. We watch people mature here. You don't run your mouth all the time. We watch people break out of poverty. People living at a whole nother level. Achieving things that they couldn't even dream of achieving. And God did it. Do you know, brother? You don't know. Well, hey, what's your name, man? Avery, man, you just look like a preacher. I'm telling you what. See, people used to do me like that. Don't ever reject it either. Because people used to do me like that. When I'm a brother. You know what they was doing? They seeing my future. They seeing my future, mother. But when you think about this right here, people coming out of poverty. Hey, poverty ain't no badge of honor. Poverty is a demonic attack that he has fooled Christian folk into believing that being broke make them closer to God. It keep you closer begging God, because we beg a lot. Asking is different. But it'll keep you right there or at the feet of somebody else. But poverty is a curse. It's a nasty, dirty, filthy demon. But God is destroying it over everybody's life that connect to this ministry. I'm watching it happen. I'm watching it happen. I'm watching it happen. All the vows in the earth. Prostitution. Sex trafficking, pornography, drug addiction, alcoholism in many cases, it linked to poverty. Most of them kids that's coming up missing, their relatives taking them. Or their friends are taking them. Do you know why? Because everybody broke. And when you broke, you're subject to do anything if you don't, if you're not really filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, we're destroying the spirit of poverty in this house. Say, we're destroying the spirit of poverty in this house. Tell your neighbor, say, no lack. No lack in your life ever. You should have received that. Because I don't care what people think. They don't like us talking about money over here. They're not giving nothing anyway, so mind your own business. Nobody asks you for nothing. So why are you concerned about something that ain't got nothing to do with you? Say, we happy over here. Mind your own business. We watch people testify. Sister Olivia, come off the prayer list. No, no, no. You be thinking like headaches, cancer and stuff like that. Dementia. That kind of stuff. Yeah, you can clap your hand. Ain't made up either. Ain't somebody trying to convince somebody. Say, prayer still works. A church that's absence of prayer is absence of God's presence. I mean, they're not going to see nothing happen in that place. And as people die, they'll see that God has removed himself. Jesus says, my house should be called what? A house. Do you realize that if you ain't got a prayer life, that you up under a demonic attack? Why don't the devil want you talking to God? What is it about you that God wants to do in your life that the devil keeps you so busy? Oh, I'm just so busy. I just work so hard. I just do so much. You ain't doing no more than nobody else. What is it about you and what the devil, what God wants to do in your life that he robs you of spending time with God? You powerful. Some of you prophetic and you don't know it. Some of you called into the ministry, you don't know it. Some of you, he's trying to change and deliver your whole family. He got to get one person out. He delivered a whole nation by making sure Abraham got out from amongst them pagans. And we all sitting here now and we the seed of Abraham. Say, come on, Jesus. He getting you out so that you can go back and get there. But no. You won't let them, give me a hand. We won't let them go. We won't let them go. We won't let them go. And God says, shake them loose. I'm going to call them out of darkness. You got to leave them where they sit. I'm going to hedge them around to make sure the devil don't kill them. But I can't leave you stuck there. You got to come out from amongst them and be you separate. Many people in the body of Christ can't be free because you won't let your worldly friends and relatives go. Not even for a season you won't do it. Why? Because they done tricked you. They told you that this was a gift, but it has strings attached. They told you it was a gift. It wasn't no gift. They held you in. They holding some of you in with this filthy street loyalty because you done, they did something for you at a low season in your life. No, whatever you did for me, God allowed you to do it. It was the Lord working through you. Even you know you was a devil, I owe you nothing. It was the Lord working through you. Even though you have belonged to the devil, I say, I owe you. This New Year's Eve service, say, I owe you nothing, devil. I don't owe nobody nothing. So I owe you nothing. We watch people, mother, come off that prayer list. We seen children in that back rooms give their life to Christ, some of your kids. Hey, just because they do poems and skits, don't mean your kid is saved. Now I'm going to help some of you. I'm going to help some of you people. I'm going to help even people online. Christening does not save a child. Don't save no kid. If they die as a child, they go to heaven. Why? Because their conscience is not awakened to sin. They don't know. That's the only reason why. It don't mean that they're not sinning. It means that they're not aware. So it ain't counted against them. It's not imputed against them. If they 10, 12, 13, 17, them kids die and they ain't accepted God, they're going to hell. Because their conscience is awake now. Can I just minister today? This why you don't let your kids do dumb stuff just because you did it and lived. It don't mean that they're going to do it and live. It don't mean that they're going to get away. It doesn't mean that they're going to. So you incubate them. You protect them. But we watch kids get saved. But right back there in that back room. Clap your hands for that. I'm showing you. When you close to things, you don't really know what God is doing or becomes dismissive. See, like all churches ain't the same. I'm not saying that we better than nobody. I'm just saying we different than a lot of people. We ain't better than nobody. Say, we're not better than. We're different than. But all churches ain't the same. See, do you know one of the things, brother, good to have you back. One of the things that we teach people here, sis, is don't settle for a shout. If you got command of vocabulary and exhortation, you can make people shout over nothing. And they ain't got no closer to God. They not got no closer to no breakthrough. They ain't got, they family still messed up. They still sick as a dog. They still crazy as a cuda because they made them shout over something that had no spirit involved. If you don't get no proof, find something worthy to shout about. So we teach people, don't leave without your breakthrough. Tell somebody, say, don't leave today without your breakthrough. Say, don't leave without your breakthrough. So, God had opened up doors to us to preach all around the city and the state this year. I think 10 of the 12 months we was preaching someplace else, singing someplace else, not only in this state but across state lines. We saw him show up and do things for entrepreneurs in our church this year. Some of their businesses finally gained momentum. The Robesons, the Strange, Sister Jasmine will be online. Their business doing well. The Wave Doctor, the Sanders doing well. Some of the others, come on, clap your hands. People doing well economically. Why? Because God say, I'm going to make you the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. Some of you, your entrepreneur ideas have been getting ready to be unlocked and pushed to the top. You were committed to God. See, put Psalms 37, 5 up there. Psalms 30, my time starting now. Y'all should have said something. You don't, it's start right now. There you go. Look, it's going. There you go. So, should have said something. Psalm 37, 5. Commit thy way to the Lord. Trust also in him. He'll bring it to pass. Commit your purpose, your direction to the Lord. Trust in him. His process, he'll bring it to pass. Unfulfilled promises, unfulfilled prophecies, meaning somehow you got the beginning of that wrong somehow. Your way is wrong. You're not trusted in God somehow. See, because people say, I'm under an attack. The devil. Show me in the Bible where the devil ever stopped anybody. That had committed their way. Show me anybody that was fully committed to God and he stopped them. I'll wait. because you're not going to find one. And this is what God has given me. I'm going into this new year world. I did all that for a purpose. I wanted to show you all the things that God had done in the church while you sat and soured. While you sat in unbelief. The whole time God was moving. Because do you know what he had shared with me? He had put in my heart that there's a lot of people that they will not trust the message from the messenger. They won't listen to it. How do I know, Sister Palmer? They won't do it. See, what is that really about? They don't, it's not the message. Because it's impossible in many cases, not impossible, but it's very hard to not trust the message if you trust the messenger. But when you don't trust the messenger, you don't trust the message. Hey, me and God got a good track record. You better ask somebody. We got a good track record. They don't trust the message because it's not about the message. It's about the messenger. And sis, what people did, they let a whole year get away of things that God would have brought to pass for them. Because they didn't trust the message from the messenger. They didn't trust the messenger with the message. See? I don't recommend you, if that person come up there with his blue jeans on and his little holy shirt and he carrying a big old box in one of them white vans with no logo on it and you know you got a UPS package come, I don't suggest you turn it back because you don't like how the messenger look. If he got a speech impediment, that's your package. Don't turn the messenger away because you don't like his appearance or how he sounds. See, a lot of people, they can't get past the fact that I don't talk with low undertones. And I don't hold my head down. And I don't try to act, because that's not really humility in the first place. That's false humility. Humility is that when you can acknowledge what's being done in your life and you give God credit and your tone or your volume ain't got nothing to do with it. We think, I'm talking low. He's so humble. Go home with him. She's so humble. Go home with her. See, didn't see a barracuda. She's not humble. Say, commit your ways this year. So watch this. We watched Sister Deaconess Amelia get elevated to minister. We watched, come on, clap your hand. We watched God honor the prayers of the Dugans. They're on their way back here from Fort Sill. We saw promotions for people on their job. Ramonda, Brother Sanders, Maji, Brother Henry, other people as well. And then God gave us two beautiful church mamas. Mother Priscilla. Mother Judith, she's recovering on her way back. Do you know what the beauty of it is? See, what you hear, the Bible says medicine. The Bible says medicine to you. The truth of it is, we had no real sicknesses or any deaths in our immediate ministry. Now, some of us lost family members, but in here, say, we get taught how to live in here. Say, we get taught how to live. But we had no sicknesses, no major stuff, no deaths, because God is doing something. We're not special. He protected us. A whole nother year, Sister Lisa. Is that not a good place to give God praise for? Your husband didn't die. Your wife didn't die. Your kids in sin didn't die. Your baby didn't die. You didn't die. You in your right mind? So, I'm grateful. Anybody grateful? How about you? How about you? I'm grateful. He was honoring us. I don't take it for granted, though. So let me finish this, and then we'll go ahead and I'll let you out of here. But this, my front is all messed up, and my eyes ain't. The Lord had told me last year that if we would wholly commit ourselves unto him, or holy is another way of saying, watch this, exclusively. See, some of us want God, but we want a part-time lover. Exclusively. That too much for some of you? He talks about all this all through the scriptures. That have no other God before me. People always want to make it about money. A lot of time it's about people that God gave us. They become our gods. Husband, wife, children, they become our gods. Preachers can become people God. I won't let you do that to me because I ain't going to let you get me killed. But they become gods exclusively. He say exclusively three times. Exclusively, exclusively, exclusively. He said that we could prepare for a glorious year. And for some people it happened, some people it didn't. How many know God ain't lying? That's what he said. Some it happened for, some people it didn't. And so you got to look back and you got to challenge yourself with these words that you're hearing in the house. Do you know, this stuff in my mind, it's just in my mind, but the greatest reward for a preacher is to know that the message God gave them is working in the lives of the people. That's the greatest reward. If a preacher thinks it's a salary or a book or a building, they're a harlot. The greatest reward is to know that they have heard correctly and they've seen it happen in your life. That you're being blessed by it. You're being changed by it. That your families are being healed. Has this been happening for anybody? That's the greatest reward. You don't get up here to do this for applause. Watch this. Even though you should always make sure your preachers stay encouraged. I ain't talking about with gifts. I ain't talking about with data boys. When something happened, you make sure they know that they done heard and they teaching you right. When they lose that excitement, watch this, they don't want to preach to you. They don't want to preach to nobody with the calling. How many know that's bad? You want to make sure your pole man, not pole, poi man, is being your preacher, your shepherd, understands. See, like even with a natural sheep, they come and rub up on them. They come lay by them. They talk to them. Why would a person be ministering to you and you being blessed by them and every chance you get to escape them, you run away from them? Are you a sheep? Is that your shepherd? Shepherds are important. Is that your brother and sister? Is this the right pen? You know, one of the most beautiful things that you can see, even today, it happens like this. If you would go to Israel, I've seen sheep be grazing, hundreds of sheep grazing. Maybe some of you seen it. And other people come up and call them and whistle and blow and do whatever they do. Sheep don't move. Clapping, clicking, sheep don't move. Shepherd come over there. Make his sound. all the sheep got up and got in order, and he didn't even look back, and they started walking behind the shepherd. Why? Because God cannot do nothing in a house when people ain't unified and somebody is following somebody who's following somebody. You don't always have to be in the front of the line as long as you get there. But when I don't know why God got me going this way, but when a sheep won't follow the shepherd, that's not their shepherd. Or they're in the wrong pen. Ask your neighbor, are you where you belong? My, my, my. Ask them again. Wait. Say, ask them, are you where you belong? If you want me to prophesy to you, you came to the wrong service. All too often, people come to churches, New Year's services, and people stand up and prophesy for an hour. And people are disappointed when none of it happens. I just gave you about 15, 20 things that's documented that happened in here. Say, we didn't hear from God. That you didn't hear from God. Why are you on the outside?